Good afternoon. This is the Radio Gdańsk English News Service and weather read by Bryce Bieran. Today is Monday, December 11th. Parliament approves probe into 2020 postal voting plan. The Sejm voted late last week to unanimously approve a parliamentary commission to investigate irregularities in the mail-in voting process of the 2020 election during COVID. The ruling government at the time argued that a hybrid postal and traditional election could be held safely during the pandemic, but concerns were raised about the process being rushed and risking a free and fair election. Hacker group targets Polish officials by impersonating Ukrainian state agencies. The hacker group, UAC-50, recently impersonated Ukrainian state agencies using valid government email addresses to send hazardous malware to Polish and Ukrainian government employees. The subjects of the seemingly valid emails concerned debts and legal claims, with the attachments containing Remco's Rat and Medusa Stealer malware. This malware can be used to remotely access and steal data from infected devices and is adept at avoiding antivirus software. The hacker group has previously accessed official Ukrainian government emails earlier this year, but has not been connected to any nation state. Opposition Prime Minister candidate Donald Tusk gives statement on Hungary Prime Minister's view of Ukraine and the EU. The Civic Coalition's Donald Tusk shares his views on Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orban on Friday. He expressed concerns over the country's, quote, pro-Russian positions. He voiced concerns over Prime Minister Orban blocking EU resolutions concerning Ukraine's accession and 800 million euro in reimbursement to Poland for its military aid to Ukraine. He went on to say that he would do his best to change the outlook of Prime Minister Orban in the subject of Ukraine and Russia, but expressed that he was not confident in his odds of success for the endeavor. Orban recently wrote a letter to the President of the European Council, Charles Michel, urging him to exclude macro-financial aid to Ukraine as well as its EU accession from the upcoming EU summit agenda. Social Kitchen opens in Gdańsk. The Orunia Dining Room, located next to Orunia Station in Gdańsk, officially opened Saturday and is encouraging locals to donate any food they don't plan on eating so it does not go to waste. In Poland, approximately 5 million tons is wasted annually. Orunia aims to help in correcting this while providing free food to those who need it. Gdańsk Mayor Aleksandra Dulkiewicz explained that anyone can donate to the kitchen without the need to fill out forms or take inventory, and encouraged as many people as possible to donate. She did, however, remind residents not to donate food that is already expired or suitable to be thrown away. Today's weather will be overcast all day once again. However, it will be slightly warmer at 1 to 3 degrees Celsius or 33 to 37 degrees Fahrenheit, bringing rain around noon instead of snow. This has been the Radio Gdańsk English News Service and weather. Have a great day.